Blog Talk Radio.
Simply beautiful. John Premaster, The Mystic Kiss. Those of you who've tuned in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We have two phenomenal people on today. One from United States, you know who it is, our lovely, adorable Tuesday woman, psychic one that she is, Pamela Cummings. Yes! You guys got to get a hold of the new book. You're going to love it. Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. Page 32 in there discusses about boundaries. A couple of you guys have been writing me today on Facebook, and I can't put it down. I'm reading it. I haven't finished mine, but I've also today we're going to give away two new copies of it here on Psychics Gone Wild. So get ready to go into psychicsgonewild.com and check that out. We also have a second guest here. It is Gaetano. I must be messed it up. Gaetano Vivo, and I you guys are going to laugh. He's a very, very positive, strong Italian gentleman who is very gifted, very honorable man, who's agreed to come on from United Kingdom, Reiki master, and just phenomenal, I feel, angel worker. So those of you get ready. We're going to turn around and talk to our lovely lady first, then we'll catch our guest, special guest. And how are you today, Pamela?
I'm doing well. Very excited, as always, to be on at my 3 o'clock show. And that song is just so beautiful. That's from Diane Garris.
Love that. When you sent that to us, and Kelly said that you'd always play this. Those of you guys who are tuning in, Kelly's usually here. She has a family emergency today, and we're doing some rescheduling, so you guys don't worry if it's a little inconsistent. That's Make a Friend of Change. And I'm just so glad, Pamela, that, you know, she gave you that song, or had you got permissions to play it, but it's just so beautiful. Diane, it amazes me. I think we lost her. We're going to turn around and go ahead. Someone said it was Mercury, but I don't know who's doing it. But whatever's doing it, we're going to go ahead and go with our special guest here. Gaetano, how are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Thank you for coming on the show. We love having you on. And we are here going through the wonderful part of what we always have, and that is the experiences of Blog Talk Silly. Pamela, you're back. Gaetano's on, and you're on. How are you?
Okay. I wasn't sure if you got kicked off, if I got kicked off. So
Yesterday we had the last three shows we've been doing. It's like we have so many, and I want to thank all of you listeners calling 773-897-6461. If it does bounce, just come back. Blog Talk has assured me that I think they're having their Mercury eyes. I joke about it early because Mercury retrograde hasn't started yet. But whatever they're having, we're here. Psyche's gone wild. Introductions here. Pamela Cummings is our phenomenal music psychic. She has, for quite a while here, been helping us for a little while on the show, and everyone loves her. She's on Tuesdays, and we were lucky enough to have our gentleman here, Gaetano. I'm going to get your name right yet today. And here he is coming on the show, and so we stuck this in real quick for everybody. He's on hearing from United Kingdom. Go ahead and please say your name again so I don't mess it up.
It's Gaetano with an hard G. Gaetano.
Oh, Gaetano. Okay, thank you. And I knew I'd mess it up.
Yeah, hello, nice to meet you.
And we welcome you as our, you know, phenomenal guest here from United Kingdom, working with Angel Work. We do have some of you on the phone. We're going to take a little bit. We're not just always reading here. We do love to read, and we will read with you guys. We have so many listeners. We want to talk a little bit. We get some emails we're going to read, and we've also got some experience here with the two phenomenal guests. We'll start out with Pamela here. We got some really good feedback from Canada. When me and Canada went to Canada, one of our people was Pamela, who went there with me, and we discussed over the air there for our radio show at 103.9 FM what exactly Pamela hears with the guides. And we got so much response that I laughed. The emails come in, and we have whatever you're hearing, Pamela, I feel you through the airwaves. You're phenomenal. Christy here in Ontario. This is Vancouver. I don't know what's going on, but I've never heard somebody with such positive energy. How do you stay so positive, Pamela?
Honestly, I feel my feelings, you know, like when a feeling comes up, I go through it, and I've cleared out a lot of issues. I've been working on my personal growth since 1989. I've gone through some dark periods like everybody has, and just continue to work on myself. A relationship with God is very important, you know, trusting a higher power, turning my will over to it, but also, you know, thinking positive and trusting that everything happens for a reason. And if anyone is just going through, like, their first dark period or, you know, working on themselves, know that it's going to pass. The more you clear out your stuff, the clearer you become. And that's what helps me stay so positive. And, you know, I'm human. I get pissed off. I get, you know, upset. And, you know, I try not to sweat the small stuff. Exercise helps a lot, too. You know, exercise, writing in a journal, all that stuff helps.
Very positive, very true, Pamela. And we just did Love You Dearly. Those I've had a couple of my friends from Facebook writing me. They're going, Gaetano is also not only a worker in the United Kingdom, you work in Italy, U.S., and Asia. I have a couple of people writing me, and I've had a friend ask me right now, they said, one of the excellent things that's happened here is that we're seeing a lot more males coming into the metaphysical. Could you give a little bit of advice to some of us younger males who are starting out here in our 18 and 20-year-old males here that are working through a holistic, how did you get into the holistic therapies, and any advice you would give us on where we should go to extend our gifts?
Well, actually, I have been gifted with my gifts since I was four. I was kind of taken away from the angels at the age of a very young age, and they would just show me my future, really. So I've always been told that I was a kind of a natural born healer, and I did not want to believe that. And then all of a sudden something happens, like a crisis, like Pamela was just saying, somebody that, you know, you would just go through that and in your life. And I just realized that helping people to heal and helping people to kind of being a conduit, a channel, from the source to help people to kind of release stuff and to heal themselves would just be what they want to be. And then, you know, everything started ever since. So actually, to kind of give some kind of advice for people, for young people that just start, it is very kind of important that they just kind of look at themselves, first of all, and try to actually release all kind of all sorts of stuff, because the healing and the journey actually starts from within. When you have kind of worked on yourself for a few years, then you are ready to kind of be in service with a lot of people.
Very good. Pamela, the same question. We got a writer here. Like, well, you guys are writing so fast to me. You got to be careful on Facebook. I'm writing about 16. I got it blocking my site. It's like they're sending me a lot of emails. Pamela, there. I've got a couple of questions. The same thing with you. And any ideas you have here for people in the United States who'd like to become a psychic or work like you have done? I know you do a lot of teaching. You help individuals. How could they get classes with you, Pamela?
Okay. Well, that's I'm going to be starting up classes September, October. I do more one-on-one, okay? So that is something that my guides have been pushing me to do. I've been resistant, and it's just something I need to do. But as far as how can someone, you know, develop themselves and develop their healing, honestly, do you take it day by day and you learn as much as you can? And the most important thing, honestly, is meditation, okay? And prayer and meditation. That's what helped me so much. You need, you know, in order to tap in the healing energy, the psychic energy, you need to connect to the other side. You need to connect to your spirits and your angels, and then be as clear of a channel as you can. And, you know, I'm just going to call him Mr. G because I'm going to mess up his name. Like he said, you know, the issues come up, and they come up for a reason, for you to clear them out. You know, life is not, you know, a bowl of cherries. And if it is, sometimes you get a rotten cherry, okay? So this stuff comes up for you to clear it and for you to get, you know, more of who you are and a better relationship with God, the angels, whoever you want to call it.
I think you're both very positive angels, and I thank you guys together and ladies to be able to come together here to help some people. And we're going to turn on the Psychic Unwild phones and see how many of you guys hung in through our little wild energy when they grabbed Pamela and she got back. And we had a joke yesterday on the Monday show. Bonnie Albers was on four times back and forth, and then her phone got in. We got everything so excited, and we lost a little contact. So if you guys can't hear us, just relax. It's okay. Just call back in. I don't know what's going on, but I do know that, you know, we are loved, and whatever's happening, the phones want to be wild. So 856, you are our first caller today, and how are you, 856?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I welcome you. This is Jethro, and you are on today with we call him Mr. G, and he's going to say his name until we learn it, and Pamela Cummings, and he's a nice, very positive Italian gentleman who does a gift with a reading. Would you like to give them your name and then maybe have a reading from both of our hosts, if that's okay?
Yes, thank you. My name is Laura, L-O-R-A, and
Pamela?
I'm actually, Yeah.
Do you have a specific question?
Yes, I'm looking for a job, and I was wondering if you are picking up anything about the type of company or job, location, when it's going to come in, how
okay.
it's going to come in.
I actually heard 2 months, okay, searching, okay, is what I'm hearing. And it honestly, it feels like through contacts, because I'm seeing you shaking someone's hand, and it feels like some kind of event or something. That's what it feels like, through contacts, and it feels professional, okay? I'm also getting for you to do some side work, you know, subcontracting or something, but it is going to come. And is it Garandia? I just messed it up. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. G.
Thank you. What I was actually picking up was some kind of a communication. You had to kind of present yourself in a better way of what you've been doing so far. Maybe writing a CV or actually kind of actually communicate with your voice, actually, whenever you go to an interview, what is your kind of a primal expectation? That is actually very important. I have with me Archangel Michael, who is actually my guardian angel, but it's also to do with the communication. It works very much with the throat chakra. So it is, as soon as I heard your voice, you know, that energy actually came through to tell you about that you really should work, you know, on your communication skills a little bit more.
Okay. In what way?
Well, just talking, you know, just actually expressing what your heart feels. You know, this is not a time anymore to talk with your head. It is just very important to talk from your heart. So whatever you are actually trying to express to the people that are interviewing you or to the people you are in communication with, it is very important for you to open up that center more and more.
Okay, so...
I mean, possibly doing some meditation or doing some mantra, that also relieves that energy that is stuck in your throat, and therefore it kind of blocks you somehow, you know, the way you would communicate beautifully, they told me. You know, I don't know whether you have had experienced any problems like that in the past, but, you know, it is time now to kind of open up and actually talk. And,
And I would like to add a song. I'm hearing a song, song lyric, Got to Be Real. So you need to be your real self, you know. I'm not saying to open up and, hey, this is who I am, but to be real is what I'm getting.
Very good.
Okay.
Lori,
right.
Is that helping you? They get a, well, can you feel the energy with these two? It's like from across the Atlantic, we're like, wah! Very cool.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Blessings for calling in, and we are having a little bit of some crazy energy here that we had another email right in that they were going, David is writing from Wisconsin asking a question here, and I'll have both of you ask this. This is a very good question that a lot of our listeners have. David has wrote to Psychics Gone Wild, and what he's asking about is that he has noticed that he has some psychic abilities. He has went to two different psychics and had two different answers on what he should do to understand it. He doesn't know what he really wants to study, and so he feels confused. He feels like that his ability is being wasted on trying to do the tarot. He was told this by a psychic, and we had told him about 3 weeks ago, well, maybe try a different gift because, you know, the tarot's not for everyone. And he wrote back, David wrote to us now, that he is experiencing a lot of sensation, but he's not sure if this is a healing sensation or a psychic sensation. So we'll go with ladies first. Pamela, what would you like to say? What advice would you give David?
Well, the first thing, as you just mentioned his name, I heard work on it. So work on the psychic abilities. And as I'm saying that, I also got, it will be revealed. The more he works on himself, and, you know, that's fun. I'm getting a song lyric. You know me and my songs. I'm hearing Diana Ross, do you know where you're going to? And honestly, he doesn't, okay? He doesn't. And it feels like more will be revealed as he goes along his path, as he lives day by day. He is impatient. He wants to know what exactly his role is going to be. And Spirit doesn't always work on that. You know, he may feel, oh, I need to do this. And Spirit's going to say, no, you do this. So it more and more will be revealed. As far as the energy and stuff that he's getting, I got both. It's healing energy and it's psychic energy. And in order for us to give clear messages, clear psychic messages, we need to be as clear as a channel as possible. I'm getting right now, it's like, you know, the world is his playground. He can try the runes. He can try tarot. Honestly, I'm feeling energetically it's channeled more through him, and it does feel like healing energy will come about. So
very, very good. Thank you, Pamela. Mr. Gaetano, I'm going to get it right.
Well done. Yes. Well, actually, I was actually also picking up some kind of writing. To me, when somebody actually wants to write, it's a sign of getting some channeling. Some writing through channel. I feel that this gentleman in the future would be helping a lot of people, giving messages from the source through channeling, but, you know, rather than actually just speaking, you know, writing the messages down. So that actually was what I was picking up. Truly, what Pamela was saying is just perfect. It's just like, you know, he needs to kind of, he is able to do many things, but, you know, at some point he will be focusing on one rather than the other, and meditation helps very much in this way.
Good. We thank you, and we are continuing on here with a little bit of energy that we have another callers on here. We're going to try it again. I know a couple of you. I apologize if your button gets pushed as we call it on this set, and it goes. If you can hear us, go ahead. I have had a couple of you that when we do it, it just seems to be kicking around. It sometimes happens. 818, you have been so faithful. Thank you for calling in, 818.
Hello?
Hello, you're on live. Yes, how are you today?
Great. How are you?
Great. We're excited you called in on Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith and Gaetano and Pamela Cummings, and we would love to have you. Would you like to ask them a question?
Yeah, absolutely. This is Ashley, and I just wanted to get some general information. I had a pretty weird experience last night. I actually posted it in the chat room. And just wanted to see what was going on. I did a candle yesterday and wasn't able to sleep last night. Like, I could see all lights in my room. And I had to block every light in my room, and I couldn't sleep. And then I woke up about every couple hours and again at 4:30 this morning, and then saw a small green thing flying around in my office. And I thought it was a bug until I stopped and thought about it, and then thought maybe it was an elemental. And there's just, as you know, weird energy around me. So I just wanted to get a perspective from someone else of what's going on.
Mm. Pamela?
Okay. I wasn't sure if I should go first. I actually heard angel contact. It feels like, you know, the angels and spirits are getting in touch with you. And it's weird. I'm seeing my friend Wendy Joy, and she used to get woken up in the middle of the night, and it was very frustrating because she wanted to sleep, but basically her guides wanted her to meditate. What I'm getting is when that happens, they really want you to kind of stay up, meditate, write, you know, and ask questions like, you know, how can I help you? Do you have something to tell me? You know, to be aware, because quite honestly, I'm feeling, oh, this is confirmation. I heard the song, We've Only Just Begun. I'm getting that you're going to get more of this. Okay? This is their way of coming through you. It's not to scare you. It's, you know, it's not a pain. You will get sleep. Okay? They're not going to do it every night. But I'm just getting that when you're woken up like that, you know, my guides are teasing me because my cats like to wake me up. It's not like, you know, you're being woken up for a purpose. Okay? So, you know, ask, why are you here? What can I do? What do you need to tell me?
Okay.
And
yes, I feel that it's like an awakening, something that, you know, the angels and the spirit guides are actually coming towards you more and more. just to show you that they are around you. And, you know, if sometimes you feel down or you feel sad, they're just around you to actually kind of tell you not to worry about anything, because they're just supportive and they are very much in love, you know, with your energy. And, you know, the green usually, it is very much to do with the love, actually, with the heart. So, yes. So, it is, you know, very much to do with interactive with the invisible world, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
We thank you for calling in, Ashley, and we are continuing right along, rolling along. We have a lot of really wild energy, and it's a good conversation of the paranormal. Those of you who know, in October, I'll be at the Paranormal Fair there in October in Nevada. And I laugh, in Vegas, Nevada. I thought that was pretty paranormal on its own. You're going to have all these spiritual psychics come together in the big capital of gambling in the world, and it's like, whoa. So I have a good answer for some of you who've been writing. You're like, what happened to you guys on Thursday? I could just say, what didn't happen? We went on. It was very, very, very intense, and Dean and me decided then with the paranormal, we're asking you guys who did write in and did ask us, what exactly were you guys intending? I know a lot of you are looking at doing some ghost house, and Pamela, with that in mind, I have a question here from Brandt, that he's wrote as from New York again, and wants to know, have you ever done a ghost house, Pamela, and what would you suggest he should do if he wants to continue checking out ghost houses in New York?
You know what? I have a friend, she's a ghost chaser, Andrea, and that's really not my thing. I've talked to, you know, ghosts, and I've sent some across, but it's not my specialty. But if that's what, you know, you said, was it a man that you said?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay, yes. If that's what he feels to do, but I really, you know, I would say to get with other people who know more about that than I do, because, you know, I'm love, romance, self-growth, that's me.
I love that.
Mr. G, take it away.
Actually, I'm just the same. I'm not actually very familiar with that. I mean, you know, I know what it is. I know I've never experienced it, and I have actually kind of cleared house of energies, but I'm not actually, I don't know actually much about ghosts and haunted houses.
We thank you. And we go. We have some other individuals here who've contacted with that, and I do agree with you guys. I have done a little experience. I do agree. I love what you guys are. What we're all in agreement is, it is a gift that is for some and not for others. One of the first places we did as a group is I became a paranormal investigator, and was trying it because of my gift. I knew there was places I couldn't go and places I thought I could, and unfortunately we tried out an undertaker. Basically went to a mortuary. Had been that before. And we went there. It was obviously with the intent, I think the other individuals were creeped out. It doesn't bother me with it, but what I was very impressed was that I noticed that the very sensitive one, just like Pamela had said, the other lady was there with me. We were both very gifted. Both me and her right away said, this is a little awkward. Things started to be odd, and I felt that the energy was being raised by our vibration, that I politely stepped back because I started getting a very bad headache. And I realized, I think that this is what Pamela said, when there's things you're supposed to do, you're supposed to do them. Mediumship is something we have a lot of questions from you guys with, and I do mediumship, but I very seldom do it over the radio. I do think that it should be very well chaperoned. I was trained in my way of, when you do a mediumship, it has to be done with cadence. And what I love is Pamela does love relationships. I think I'm right with you, Mr. G, that you do angel readings. Do you work a lot with mediumship? Can you share a little bit? I know United Kingdom's known for some phenomenal mediumship over there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, yes. I do mediumship with the angels as well. So I've kind of written these books to how to help people with that. And, you know, it is very important that people kind of release the energy to the angels whenever they come and see me. I also do, as Pamela, I teach one-to-one, I teach groups, I kind of see people individually. So, yes, they come to see me for any kind of reason, really, mainly to do with the healing that happens with the archangels lately.
And And Pamela, you know, being a musical psychic and the energies and abilities you work with, is there something you would suggest? So I know I've had some people say about filtering out, that they've heard from the other side. Sometimes they can't help with the mediumship. They'll start to hear, you know, people who they feel has passed, and it does. Is there any suggestions you would have to anyone who doesn't want to do it or wants to do it? What would be your suggestion to maybe turn it up or down? We know you're our big clairaudience, so I'm putting you on the spot a little bit.
No, that's okay, because I do some mediumship, okay, and sometimes it's not my thing, okay? I find it very draining, but, I've been told by other psychics I'm really good at it, okay? but it's not something I'd want to do all the time. And, you make a good point. When it comes to psychic abilities and mediumship abilities, you really do have some control over it. You have free will, and if you want to hear the messages, you say, okay, I'm open to hear the messages. And if you don't, you say, not now, I don't want to hear it, okay? And I've done that. I'm also very clairsentient, and if I drive down the highway, I can feel other people's energies, and I'll say to my guides, turn it down, because I'm driving, I don't want to get into an accident. The one thing I do want to say when it comes to mediumship is it's not something that you should... I actually had a client who, some guy wanted to do it when she was driving. You don't do it when you're driving. You do it in a safe place, and always call your angels and your guides around you. And if you don't want to hear messages, ask your angels and guides to turn it down. Now, obviously, if there's something you really have to hear, it's going to come through. But know that you're always protected. That's really important.
Turning that over to you, Mr. G. Same thing, I obviously reiterate with the protections. You had brought up that you had done this. Now, if someone were to want to do this, would you be able to do this all through Skype? We have Miss Claire, who's wrote us here. She's has a husband who's passed on the other side. She has went a couple times. She's wondering if she were to, would you be able to do a mediumship through the telephone, through Skype, per se?
Yes, of course. Through Skype, sure. It is very kind of important that people understand that, mediumship has got different steps and different forms. There are people, that actually kind of get in touch with the kind of dead people. Other people like me who actually just talk with the angels and give messages to the people whom ask information, whatever they want to know. So if they really want to speak to a dead person or somebody who has passed, that is not my experience. That is not my expertise. I actually deliver messages from the angels and the archangels to the people, looking at the aura from a distance, looking at which chakras is working and which not, and therefore getting that energy vibrations through the angels that are channeling me.
Very true, very accurate. And I want to thank everybody. We've got quite a few guys doing it here. They're asking me, where can we go? Well, let's talk a little bit just for a minute here, and let's promote the books that we have. Both of our guests today are phenomenal authors. And when we first started out, we were talking about Pamela Cummings' book, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. I have to tease you, Pamela. The mailman here knows now that when he sees me, he runs, because it's like I'm always sending books, buying books, getting books. The man goes, I've got a hernia named after you, Jethro. And we joked, because all of a sudden the books come in, and I had told him how excited I was. I go, you've got to see this book. It's Pamela, because he listens to our show. I promote us very highly with everyone. And he goes, I listened to it on iTunes. And he goes, I would like to see Pamela's book. Well, today we got the two books in. Those of you who are putting on psychicsgonewild.com, I see quite a few names already. We're going to give two of the books away that I just got in today. I'm reading the third one. You can't have it. It's mine. And I just laugh. But they were going, what is going on? They said, trust your intuition, chapter 4. And I laughed. The mailman, as we were talking, left me a little note out here. He says, I want to buy that book. So I'm going to be getting some more of those books in here. I just want to thank you, Pamela. It's a very informative book. Tell everybody a little bit about your book and what you're doing with it. I mean, there's a little bit of everything in there, Pamela.
Well, basically my book, I'm a Libra. I love and relationships. And obviously I love the, metaphysical, spiritual Psychic World. And really, that book is tools that I use for my own healing, things that helped me grow. The boundaries. Boundaries were so important. The self-love, because you can't have love relationships with anyone else until you love yourself. The communication skills, the intuition. Intuition will help you in all relationships, not just love relationships. So it's different tools that I used wrapped up into one book. And honestly, every single chapter in there could be a book of itself. But the other thing I wanted to do is I wanted to take complicated principles. You know, like for some reason, I'm hearing the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is wonderful, but they make it so complicated. I wanted to take complicated spiritual principles, excuse me, and make them simple so people understand it in a, you know, layman's term. That's very important. And my goal is to help people heal themselves. That's everything. And I also want to add that, you know, you like, it's obvious you like paperbacks. For those who like to read, you know, it on electronics, I am having a sale going on my book. It's in Smashwords, and it's 75% off until the 15th of this month. Smashwords is having a promotion. You get a coupon. Go to my website, Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com, and you can go there and, you know, you'll see link books, or at the bottom of my homepage, you'll see the Smashwords link, because that's a great deal, 75% off. Obviously, I can't do it with a paperback book, you know.
Very good deal. And we've also got our other guest here with Gaetano. You have a phenomenal book here with Angel, and it's I want you to say the name over here, because what I did is I went through, and this whole site has tried to just mess with our guests. I think we're going to tease this. Italian man's going to come and beat us up here. And but it's like, tell us the name of your book, and also what you've got happening here with the Reiki. You're doing some phenomenal work there with it.
Yes. The book is called The Messages from the Angels of Transparency. It came out a few months ago in the UK and US, and actually hit number one on Amazon in few, you know, after a while. But, you know, it was... Messages from the Angels of Transparency is a book that I have written and published, first of all, in Italy, like 3 years ago, and... then a UK publisher just bought it because he loved it. It is about my meetings with the Angels of Transparency, who are childish angels, not childish, sorry, children angels. And those angels actually here on the planet at the moment to help people to heal their inner child. It is a journey that I've gone through while I was writing the Italian book. And therefore, it is a journey, as rightly Pamela said, if you're not healed yourself, therefore you cannot actually heal other people. And if you do not love yourself, you cannot love other people. So, and people cannot love you. So it is all about love. It's about how these angels actually appear to me and how they are actually channeling me these days. And it is a little bit the story of my life becoming a Reiki healer and working with people and getting to a certain point where I didn't feel like my Reiki was actually helping anyone, and I just actually to kind of stop that and work on myself, work on my inner child, love my inner child that had been abandoned, had been rejected. And so, you know, actually, there are all those tools to actually teach other people how to actually get hold of your inner child with the angelic, with the archangel energy. So, for instance, there is a meditation to do with Archangel Raphael, which is the archangel of the heart chakra, of the heart energy. Then there is Archangel Michael that deals with past issues. So it is, you know, people have loved it, actually.
I find it phenomenal. And I was reading a little bit here today as we were getting things to go, and it's just you and Pamela just have got love coming all over. I know now part of why the angels did this, that we have been asking and praying, me and Kelly and other individuals here, to put the show into a perspective of energy. And Pamela's always been one of our troopers, Amy Kavanaugh. Some of you guys know some of our other regulars. They were teasing me last week. They were like, it's going to be a very positive next week. There's all this compassionate love because Mercury's right. doing its thing, and here you are. So we thank you for being not only our guest, but just you can feel the energy. And I do thank all of you guys who went on. The site was put up a little quick, so we will have the books on both sites there right now. It looks like Blog Talk's playing like it usually does and doing what it feels like, but we will win because I am persistent. We are mm-hmm. going to turn around and get 814. We're going to give you a chance to talk to our phenomenal psychics. How are you, 814?
Hi. Hi, this is Amy.
Thank you, Amy. Would you like to talk to our Pamela and Gaetano? I'm going to get it.
Hi. Yes, I would like to talk to both of them. I do have a question, and my question is, do either of you see job change for me coming up in the future?
I guess I'll go first. I got yes within 6 months, okay? You know me and my songs. I'm hearing the song lyric, Hold On, Little Girl. Okay, obviously you're not a little girl, but, you know, it just feels like where you're at. I'm seeing an old job I used to be at, and I also got like this stifling feeling, okay? But I'm getting to stay there. They're so funny. My guides are saying you need your peanut butter and jelly. I do feel something opening up for you. It feels, I won't say a step up, and you know that song that when angels come, I'm hearing, oh, you know how they do that? I'm hearing that, and it just feels like when it comes, it's going to be really good. It's just not there yet, you know? It's kind of like they're saying fine wine takes time, okay? And it just doesn't feel like the position is open yet, but yes, all right? So be patient, and my guides are saying seek and you shall find. And let me see if I can say his name right. Gaetano, did I say that correctly?
No, it's Gaetano.
Gaetano. Okay, I will get it.
You don't get it, you both, Pamela. We're so happy to have you. And then I went, oh my gosh, I messed up his name. I'm so sorry. You got it. Cool. I love what you guys coming on.
It's us Americans. Sorry about that.
Yeah, don't worry. Actually, I have to tell you that American people, because I used to live in the States, I used to live in Boulder, Colorado, American people actually pronounce my name much better than the English one.
Oh, okay.
And what I was speaking up for Amy actually was fear. You should not be fearful of anything. You should just kind of be open to receive all this beautiful energy that is coming through you and towards you at the moment. And then, yes, you will find that your life will change in 6 months' time, or, you know, by 6 months, but within 6 months, actually. But, you know, I do kind of feel a little fear coming from your heart, a little confusion. Sometimes you feel like you don't know what to do and you don't know where to go. So, you know, just the guides are just telling you to be focused, to kind of make a plan of what you do, and actually don't have fears. Fears actually is the biggest, what I find in my seeing my clients, is the biggest illness of this century. So go without fear. That's actually the best.
Okay.
Well, we thank you,
Amy. I'm hearing a lot of birds. Do you have birds there?
That's my parakeet. That's Birdie Bird. he's a permanent guest on the show. He's
okay,
happy
okay,
right
okay.
now. He likes the energy.
Hello.
Well, he just shut up because there he goes.
We've got here, Amy. We know the phones are in a little bit. Can you feel with this, with the work we're doing here? I mean, talk to here a little bit with the two that you feel the energy they're putting towards you and helping you, Amy. I apologize. Our phones are cutting out really crazy, but it's just one of those blog talk moments.
Okay. Yeah, I did get the message.
Okay. I just want to tell you one last thing, Amy. I just want to tell you something that just came up. Remember that fear is an illusion. It does not exist. If you live with this thought, that's what I'm teaching these days, you know, you will never be scared of anything anymore. So just keep focused on the light, on the positive side of things, and you will be great.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in, and we are looking at the talk here. We are going on. We've got a little time. This is our little halfway mark. We're going to go ahead. You know, those of you know, Pamela does the first hour. We're going to do a little bit that I'm going to see if I can get his name right, and he will stay on with us with Gaetano. And
that's right, Gaetano.
Yeah, it's Gaetano.
I'm working on my Italian. I'm also working on a little of English today because today has been that crazy day, and I love all of you who've wrote in. We have a lot of you guys who are writing me and asking me the most wildest questions. So we're going to start out with a little bit of that. We've got three of you on the phone. Don't go anywhere. Those guys will still get in. We've got some more time to do. We're going to do a little bit longer. We do apologize, those of you who are calling in. Casey Kelly had a family emergency today. She's with some family, so she will be back on next Tuesday with her Destiny cards. And what we love with all of you that are calling in is we are a family. So go to psychicsgunwall.com and check it out. You want to buy a reading, you want to get with someone. We did put, Gaetano was put on today. He's as a special guest, so you can catch all of his information there. Those of you who know, my girlfriend helped put on some of the information. She's a lot better at spelling. This morning was just one of those days where everything that could and would went cuckoo. So if you guys do get a catch, I've had a lot of you guys asking me, what happened? Why are we doing this? What we're doing is we're having a Tuesday. We're reading. We're having fun on Psyche's Gone Wild. Kelly will be back. We've had this phenomenal gentleman from United Kingdom. We were graceful enough to get him to come in. We had promoted about 2 weeks ago, and Facebook promptly ate everything, which I found out. You know, Blog Talk and Facebook, I think, are mad at me because if you guys realize, I do three shows in three different areas. So what happens is you times that, times the week, plus everything. They're getting about 200 to 300 sites of Jethro. They're going, Jethro quit, driving us crazy. So what we got a friend is I'm doing more emails. Definitely get on psychicsgunwild.com so you can catch us. We're always on at 3 p.m. Eastern or 9 p.m. Eastern. We brought Amy Kavanaugh back. We've got Andrew Romine. We have two new psychics on. So you guys, just hang with us. And I love the fact that, Pamela, you've done this for quite a while. When you were helping some of the individuals here, we had a very good positive experience on Valentine's Day. And we always have good experiences with Pamela. But we had an excellent experience. We had a lady who called in very much worried about her relationship, and she wrote me back later. She was a little embarrassed that she'd said her name over the air because she found out the people she was working with were listening in to Psychics Gone Wild.
Oh, boy.
Long story short, she said we could use another name, but she said that to just let you know you were right on. She's went ahead, and friends were teasing her about calling in, and she goes, Pamela, you were not only correct about the relationship, we're doing really good now. And she goes, now I'm going to be shy enough to tell the other girls at work that, you know, I listen to you because you're good. And she goes, I realize if they're listening to you, then they must think you're good too. So
right.
I want to thank you from Miami. You guys wrote us, and you asked me once before, why do I have people like Pamela when I'm a reader? Pamela's phenomenal, just like Gaetano. We are different individuals. You guys call me, and I've done phenomenal work in some area, but if you need love or relationship, I send you to Pamela. And Pamela, tell everyone, I mean, what gave you the energy of this to decide to do this for love and relationships?
I'm sorry. I was about to say I'm a Libra, and as I said that, my guides reminded me of something that they wrote in my junior high yearbook. If all the boys lived across the sea, what a good swimmer, you know, Pamela would be, okay? And I just love relationships. I love men, you know, and I love helping women with relationships and men with relationships, and it just makes my heart sing. This is, you know, I love self-growth. The mediumship's cool, the ghost stuff is cool, but I'm feeling more drawn to that. And I just want to let you know that I know that sometimes, because I had this woman tell me that sometimes people do use different names, and because I knew who she was, she used a different name, and she said I gave her the same information anyhow. So, you know, so if you want to use a different name, you can, if you're that uncomfortable. But again, you know, people are always going to tease you about something.
Mm-hmm. And I agree, and I love what you just said there, Pamela. You did it really good. When the guides are speaking to us, very much what Pamela said, they're going to work with you in energy. I know that the day that we were doing the show there, we were teasing everyone, and one of the questions for one of you guys wanting to win the contest was, what musical instrument did Pamela start out with and then choose not to play? And Casey Kelly, you know, they work a lot together. Kelly was just being so honored. She's teasing me on Saturdays. We're working together. She's like, what was it? And I, those of you who put in the contest, it was a violin. And the really fun thing was, they're like, the musical psychic, and we got the most funnest stuff people were writing in, Pamela. They were like, whatever she was doing, she's cool. She don't have to play music. I got so cut in trouble. They're like, you leave Pamela's music instruments alone. And I'm like, okay, now wait a minute. We just were joking. I wore the wet. I ate my foot. So what I want to tease all of you guys who were, you know, were writing in and doing the things, we are family. We do joke. And what it was the contest was just to tell us what musical instrument that Pamela had started out with, and she didn't continue on with playing. And it got turned around. One of the friends even asked me yesterday. They said, what is happening with Pamela? And I said, Pamela is busy working, doing classes, doing teaching, and we definitely want to have another class, another night again. I'm supposed to invite you back. Dina would like to do another one, maybe on a Thursday night or an evening you have. We also we're doing a new thing on Saturdays. We're bringing in psychics who'd like to try out. And so they're working with us. We're talking. We're doing a little reading. And then we joke with, we've got everybody coming in and rotating. So, Pamela, definitely you're going to have to come in and play on one of those shows.
Okay, probably Thursday, honestly, because Saturday is I call it my BF day, my boyfriend day. So,
okay.
You know, I would prefer to do, if I have to, I will do a Saturday, but honestly, I would prefer a Thursday night. You know?
We got you down for Thursday. We've got here with you, Diana. We are thanking you for coming on. We love with the energy.
Thank you very much.
We want to, you know, welcome you with it.
I'm sorry?
We welcome you with the any thoughts, ideas. Let everyone know your website, how to contact you, how to get a hold of you.
Well, actually, they can find me on Facebook, Gaetano Vivo Reiki. That is my kind of name on Facebook. And also, they can visit my website, which is www.gaetanovivo.co.uk.
Very good. Very, very excellent. And all of you that are tuning in, we're definitely going to call it a little quick one here. We've had some other things with it, so we'll do our hour. We thank everybody who's tuned in. We're looking at about a few minutes. We've got a couple phone calls. I'm going to try to get a couple in, you guys. Please don't go anywhere. We'll be close to our hour mark. I apologize, but the phones just seem to be wanting to not play with us. 678, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Regina.
Hello.
Hi, Regina.
Would you like to—
Yes. I would like any kind of insight you can get on my career. Want to know what job opportunities are coming for me.
Okay. And I'll go. I guess I've been going first, so I'll just go first. You need to do something new, okay? That's what I'm getting, something new. And I'm feeling something with education, so I don't know if that means going back to school or you're going to be educating people, okay? Because it just feels like something new has to happen. I'm hearing the song, Listen to Your Heart, really figure out what it is that you want to do. And it's funny, I'm hearing Dolly Parton sing Working 9 to 5, okay? And I'm getting that just doesn't feel right for you. You need something that gives you a little bit more freedom, but also is what is within your heart is what I'm getting. And I will give it to Mr. G. Is he here?
I feel like he may have gone here. We've gotten some energy working here. I apologize with it. They got him. They caught him. So we are going to continue on with this here at the last. So we that's what we have, and I apologize that the phone grabbers are taking them one by one.
Yeah, they took me out. Now they took him out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it's been one of those types of liturgy days. We hope that helped you. Did you hear Pamela? Were you able to?
Yes, I was able to hear Pamela.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, is he back?
Yeah, we got him back. How are you doing?
Okay. I just lost some time, actually. I don't know where I went.
There's party and animals in the United Kingdom.
For a while. I don't know why.
Okay. Would you like to help? And I apologize, you'll have to give him your name again. I think he missed your name and the question you had.
Yes, my name is Regina. And I would just want to get some insight about my career and where it's heading.
Okay, and we are trying. I don't know if it got him again. They're going to keep doing this. We got to be persistent here. I guess that's what we win, is we win our award and not letting them take them away when they do this. And sometimes, like the guest here, he's back. We got him on here. It's Skype and it's blogged up. They're just going wild. So Regina's asking a question about her career. Did you hear any of this, Gaetano?
No, I did not, actually. I don't know what's happening here, but no, I didn't.
Regina, one more time with feeling. We're persistent. We will help you.
Okay. That's okay. Yes. I just want to get any insight on my career, where it's heading, because I'm at a crossroads.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing something. I already have a job, but it's not a stable job. So I'm just trying to find something that's be more fulfilling and more exciting. So more stable.
Yes. What I'm feeling, actually, there will be something like that, but you actually need to ask. Ask in the sense that if you need to ask your guides, your guardian angels, whenever I actually teach people, you know, I always tell them that they need to ask, not mentally, but they need to actually kind of focus their attention in what job they would like and ask the guardian angels, kind of verbally, like I'm talking to you, not just mentally. It is something to do with the frequency and the vibrations of your voice whenever you're asking a question. So yes, they're telling me that at some point in the future, 2 or 3 months, you will get a big sign of changing, something that is changing in your life. You have to, something that has to be focused with your heart. You need to kind of get involved very much with your heart energy to actually getting to change something in your life. Actually, this is very strong. But please do ask, at a loud voice, like I'm talking to you right now. I don't know whether this makes any sense at all. I was interrupted a couple of times, so the vibrations were a little bit static here. But I just would like to know what you feel. I mean, you know, what you... What do you think of what I just told you?
I'm taking it in because, honestly, someone else told me that the same thing you tell me about following my heart and what I have been thinking about, what I should have done years ago, was to do makeup and do image consulting together. And it's just the fact that, you know, of course you got to go to, you know, courses or schools to get back in that. It's just the money part just really, it's not there for me. That's why I'm, like, in a standstill, because I really want to follow my heart, but the money is not there for me to go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I'm feeling is that, you know, there will be some kind of support coming. So you will be kind of get some people that maybe would help you, or I'm seeing a person, a gentleman, like an older person that would kind of possibly support you in that venture. I'm just feeling a time here. 2 or 3 months, September, October time, you will be possibly kind of meeting this person, and, you know, the funds will be there, so to speak.
Okay, because that's what I want to start makeup school with in September, actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
I definitely want to do that. Yeah, I just want to do that. I mean, I'll probably have enough money for that school, but just to do the imagery consulting ones, I know I would have to do that sometime next year because it just costs too much money to do it all together. Mm-hmm. So if I have to break it up, I just have to break it up until I find my
Well, the guardian angels that were just telling me earlier, before you actually mentioned all this, that there will be some changing in your life anyway. So something will change, something that will kind of get better and better, and therefore you will be able to do whatever you feel like doing, whatever your heart
right.
is up. Really. Yeah.
Yes, definitely, because those two areas I definitely want to tap into. I definitely feel that's where I will grow and help to inspire others through makeup and, you know, image consulting. That's what I really want to do.
Yeah, cool.
Cool. Well, thank you, Regina.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we're going to go ahead at this point and let Pamela go back to being the wild Pamela she is. Thank you, Pamela, for helping me and Gaetano get through this wild day.
The energies are crazy. They are crazy, you know. Mm-hmm. And before I go, I just want to let everyone know because I think Mercury is in retrograde the day before or a couple days before when Angela from our Psychics Gone Wild team, Angela Bixby, is going to be on my show tonight, the Love Channel show at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And the last time I couldn't even get into Blog Talk. So keep your fingers crossed that we do have our show tonight.
Yay, we want a love connection, you guys. Listen to these two, the best of the best. So, all right.
All righty. So, thank you. And it was nice. And it was nice meeting you, Mr. G. All right. Take care.
Thank you very much,
Alrighty.
Pamela. Likewise.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
And we're here with the energy. We tease you now, Mr. G. We've got a little bit more here going on. Are you? I know that it's later in the United Kingdom here. Would you like to do a couple more readings, or would you prefer to call it a night?
Well, no, I can do a couple of readings more.
Okay, we thank you, and I want to welcome everybody. The Psychics Gone Wild, and one of the funnest things that we've had, and one of our experiences is we've been working on adding with people, and I just thank you. I have a couple friends now, United Kingdom. Those of you who've listened in to the Healing Fountain know that our friend Jen Christy Drinkle is the host of that on Mondays here. It's one of the best phenomenal shows on Blog Talk Radio. I've been a guest. Casey Kelly's been a guest. And I'm going to be back here in August doing one more of the shows on Monday. And I want to welcome the fact that, you know, Gaetano, you've been very nice. Your last name, Vivo, is means life in Italian. Is that correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
I think that is very phenomenal, and I was teasing him earlier. We were talking a little bit before the show. I have a friend here that lives on Marco Island, and she was letting me know that this beautiful Italian expression, I was like, oh, I love this, and it basically told him that I ate like a pig, and I go, oh, my God, and they laughed about it. She goes, no, we're not saying, and I go, well, I like it. She goes, you don't want them to say that to you, and I go, oh, no. And she goes, you know, and you tease me. She goes, you'd love to eat, which everyone knows I do. And she goes, you know, we were just worried about you. And you have to be able to take a sense of humor if you're going to live in Florida being cooked at 90 degrees. So we joked it off, and it was pretty good. But I do love the Italian. And I have a lot of friends writing there going, you didn't know the person's name. It's like, well, no, we do meet through this. We've guides put it in. You were talking about your angels earlier. Tell everybody just a little bit about the angels. We'll get to know a little bit, and then we'll do a couple readings here so they get to know you. How do you communicate with your angels? Angels?
Well, my actually guardian angel, it's Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael actually is always with me and is here with me right now. So I just feel him and I just see him like I'm seeing an ordinary person. It is just like communicating with the beautiful energy that actually comes through me and talks to the people that I'm interacting with. But you know, I have I had this special gift since I was a child. So you know, it would just be with me in the night, and it would take me away. So, and ever since I've been kind of developing this gift that I had, and you know, nowadays I'm helping a lot of people with that. So I give readings over the Skype or over the internet or one to one when I'm in London, when I'm in Italy. So, you know, it is just like a part of myself, actually. I kind of interact with them, with the angels of transparency nowadays, because actually they are those there are a lot of people that really need to kind of work with your with their inner child. Therefore, I work with Archangel Raphael that helps to heal the heart energy. Archangel Metatron, who is the archangel that actually helps people to be more aware of their psychic abilities. So actually, there is beautiful purple archangel, which is actually the father of the third eye chakra, and therefore Archangel Metatron helps you to kind of feel that energy. And then, of course, if you're looking for twin soul, your soulmate, you should kind of call upon Archangel Shamuel, which is this beautiful white archangel, just to do with the crown chakra. So whenever I'm feeling a person, whenever I'm seeing somebody, even if I'm not actually seeing them physically, then I can feel all these colors and which energy point is needing a lot of work, or they are balanced, or they are kind of they live in equilibrium. So, you know, it is just like, and the angels come, whenever I'm doing like an audience, like I have 300 people in front of me, you know, the angels always come through and they just tell me, this particular person needs a message, needs something to cheer her up or something. So that is the way I work these days.
Very good. And we thank you, Misty, our friend that's putting in the psychic room. You're writing out all the information. She's put your stuff down. Healer, speaker, author, Italian-born, works in the UK, Italy, U.S., and Asia, as well as an advanced practitioner of Reiki. Now, I do love the Reiki. I know there's different types of Reiki, and I've been so amazed through the last couple of months. I've had a couple of friends. I was healed with Reiki, and I would tease our Casey Kelly. I would say I was the victim, but it wasn't a bad thing. It was a good victim because I was not to get back with only 60% of my facilities after a bad car wreck, and she did Reiki on me, and I am 100%. I am probably living proof that Reiki does work. I do know that a lot of individuals will ask with it. I could feel from your energy, you're not only just a very nice person. You've let us, you know, with your name, getting it wrong. A lot of people tease me with Jethro. Sometimes I get to the point where it's like, ah. But I laugh with you. You were able to, you know, joke with me and Pamela. Tell us why you do this.
Well, I've been a Reiki practitioner for 20 years now. So it is just like for me to help people and to kind of get, you know, and whenever I you know, people say, well, you have healed me. Actually, I have not healed anyone ever. It is the energy that comes through me from the source. I'm a conduit, I'm like a medium, so to speak, I'm a channeler. A channeler who channels this energy and helps people to kind of release their own energy. So, I put my hands on somebody's body, you know, they feel this beautiful soothing energy, and therefore, actually, the energy just kind of happens, you know, the healing just happens. So, you know, and of course, I'm sure that you're aware that there's been a lot of controversial issues with Reiki. People say that is, you know, I've heard so many bad things about Reiki, which actually I do not listen to those anymore. Reiki is only love. There was my first book that I published in the U.S., actually, which is called Reiki is Love. And that's only what it is. Reiki is only love. There is nothing else that Reiki can be but love. It is giving love to an individual whom you do not know. It is giving love to unconditional love to somebody whom you do not know. So, you know, I've got a lot of clients that come to receive Reiki from me from all over the world, and it is just like being a blessing for me. Of course, there are different schools. I teach the Usui system. I also teach Karuna, which I was initiated by William Rand, who is the creator of the Karuna Reiki method. But I mean, you know, I've been doing and teaching this Reiki, you know, Yusui Reiki for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. I agree that, like you said, it is love, and I think that's just very phenomenal. Those of you who've been patient, we thank you for the phones. We're going to let you. We got a couple of you that we did go through, so we want to give you this little time to talk with our phenomenal guest. 740, would you like to ask our guest a question?
Hi, Jethro. This is Joel. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Gaetano.
Hello there.
I am moving on from a relationship into another one, and my ex and I are still very good friends. but he's, some of the stuff he tells me, I don't know whether is true or whether he's just trying to get a reaction from me, and some of the other stuff I'm pretty sure is true. And suffice it to say, he's having a difficult time with me moving on. I'm pretty sure he's still in love with me. And I was just wondering if there's anything I could do to ease this transition for him.
May I have your name again, please? I didn't get it.
Joel.
Joel. Well, okay, my guys are just telling me that, you know, you really should try to be more, how would I say, I know that you're not, okay, fine, I'll stop it. They're actually just telling me that you need to be more caring. You need to be kind of embrace his energy a little bit more. I know that you're moving on, and you're moving towards somebody else. But, I mean, it is very important for you to complete energetically this relationship. It is something that has been hanging on, in the sense that there is something that is not really happening there. You see, I teach an exercise that maybe you will be able to do with me or after, with Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael has got a sword of light. So you ask Archangel Michael to release all the stuff that is actually related to your friend. Because then gently and slowly, you know, this relationship will come to an end. But I mean, what my guys are telling me is that there has not been a proper cut of relationship. Something is still hanging on in there, and that's what it is.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we are here going. We're going to grab another call before that phone gets growing wild, because it just keeps getting a little bit gooker. We're down to the last little bit of the show, and we welcome all of you. We love this. This is Psyche's Gone Wild with Jethro Smith and our phenomenal guest, Gaetano Vivo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get it yet. We got it going. 609, you got to be in today. How are you doing, 609?
Hello. How are you?
Good. I love your area code. It's that song, 609 or something. I heard a song about it. I love it.
Hello?
Would you like to ask our phenomenal guest a question?
Yes. There was a time not too long ago where I seen two blue and gold angels, and I was wondering if he knew who they were and why they were there.
Well, yes, the blue angel usually is Archangel Michael, and the golden angel is Archangel Samuel. They sometimes come together. It's very much to do with compassion. It is very much to do with healing. Archangel Michael is a blue, electrical blue light, and it's to do with the communication, with the creativity, with sexuality. Archangel Samuel, again, is to do with finding the right person in your life, finding the right, relationship. But actually, as you were talking, I would feel a lot of sensation of, I don't know whether you suffer from anxiety or you suffer from depression or you suffer from insomnia. That was that were all the sensation I was getting from your energy, looking at your aura, looking at your energy right now. Those archangels, those angels that you saw, they were just there for you to kind of support you somehow, something that you might have kind of wondered in your life at that particular time, something that, you know, you might have wanted to know more about. But, I mean, you know, those are all the energies that I was feeling.
Yeah, because I was in the hospital, so they were probably trying to help me.
Yeah, of course. They were supporting you. They were kind of telling you that you were going to be all right, that you were going to be kind of supported by them, and therefore it was very important that, you know, you would feel this blue light, which is actually the Archangel Michael light. The blue light is very much to do with healing, the healing of all your body, healing of all the organs in the body, healing the mind, healing all, 100% actually, everything.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And you have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We're glad you called in, and we are Psyche's Gone Wild. Please get on the right side and click to follow. We've had a little bit of people asking us what we're going to do. We've got some books to give away, and I know a lot of you wanted to go ahead. Well, I'm going to go ahead and go in to pick out those names. One of our readers, our listeners, will be getting Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships by Pamela Cummings, and our winner is Carrie B. from Arizona. Arizona, you won, Carrie, and we thank you. You've sent us the stuff, and you're one of our winners. And let's take a minute here. We gave away two readings by Andrew Romine yesterday to our people, so we're going to give away two here. And what we've got is we've got a half an hour reading with Psychic Jethro and a box of mocha chocolate. So those of you who like to do the chocolate, we're going to turn around and do a little bit of a one here. And we've got Anthony in Ontario. Anthony, you won. Oh, yeah, I get to send it to you across the country. Anthony, congratulations, and I'll be looking forward to that reading. I've got your number here. I'll call you through a Skype number, schedule that with you. And looking at this, we love this PsycheGoneWild.com, and the reason we do it is we're a little wild in energy. We have our friend here today, Gaetano. And you, Gaetano, you have talked about your angels, and I want to ask you, you said you really started with this gift when you were a lot younger, but have you noticed the same thing that the rest of us psychics are looking at? As you do this gift, you said you would help people for over 20 years. I find that phenomenal, especially as a Reiki healer. We have people that are listening into the room that said they can feel your energy. I can feel the angels when you talk. It's just very, you're welcome, very good vibration. The angels are telling me that when you were working with this and other individuals, you kind of was a little surprised. It wasn't like you were going to do this. You had some other ideas that you were going to be you basically got your healing ability, but is this career kind of chose you, it sounds like?
Yes, very much so. Sure.
Mm-hmm. And that very complimentary. And as the guides are working with you and asking energy, let everyone know a little bit about your book. We got to talk a little bit at the beginning of it. I don't know why it didn't come up on the front, but tell everybody a little bit more. We've got some new listeners here on iTunes about your book and where they can buy your book.
Yes, they can pick up my book at Amazon.com. It's called Messages from the Angels of Transparency. It is published in the UK from a UK publisher, but it's available everywhere in the world. And it is to do with healing the inner child through angel healing, through this beautiful group of new angels called the Angels of Transparency. It gives a lot of information about the archangels that I've just been saying. And also on my website, which is gaetanovivo.co.uk, on the bookshop, they can actually buy, or also on iTunes, they can buy the Reiki is Love book, which is like an audible kind of book, so you can just see what the different Reiki and how it is to work with the other angels. It's called Open Your Heart with Reiki, and there are other CDs that I've created on meditation and kind of guided meditation and working with the angels, working with Archangel Raphael to heal the inner child. Work with Archangel Michael. People can contact me on Facebook, which is Gaetano Vivo Reiki, and I will tell them all the information they need to know and how to contact me if they want a 10-minute free reading. We can organize that on Skype. So, yeah, actually, I'm doing all that to kind of help people. I know people are going through a great turmoil at the moment with the financial crisis, financial problems, with the problems inside themselves, with the shaking of the earth, of the planet earth. So I'm really here to serve. So just use me, so to speak.
Love that. Messages from the Angels of Transparency. Reiki is Love. These are the books that we've got here. We have Chakra Vivo Healing Sound. So you also have some other, you have a lot of work here. I have people writing in. I did have the most coolest experience as the guides and the angels were working with us, getting this to come together. They're like, you've got today to get this together. We and him, me and Gaetano are writing back and forth. We're both, you know, trying madmen to get him on the show in time. And I knew he was a good person to be able to do this for us. You know,
Thank you.
You know, and we love what the angels are saying with you. We do have time for one more caller. We're going to take that call, and we appreciate you coming on. I know it's late there. Those of you know that, you know, there's a 5 hours difference in the United Kingdom. So we are going to do, we got one more caller, and then we're going to call it a day. Okay, 818, you're our last caller.
Hi, Jethro. It's Ashley again. I hope I didn't take anyone else's spot. I was in the chat room, and everyone's telling me that I need to call and talk to you.
Okay, no, I'm glad you did. What have you got?
I had asked in the chat room about my boyfriend Jason going away and what we see happening with all of our plans, obviously, in the next few years with kids and marriage and all of that, and about him going away, and I kind of left it, but everyone was telling me that they were getting a feeling that I needed to call and talk to you about it right now.
That's good, you know, and we'll do is, with Gaetano, we'll have you do him do a little bit of reading, I'll do a little reading, we'll compliment, and we'll see what the angels are telling us about your boyfriend. I'll need to have his first name, and then I'll let you talk with Gaetano while I do the energy to raise that energy to see what they're saying.
Actually, I would need the question again, because I lost you for a minute.
Oh,
I did not hear you at all.
Ask the question again and give us his name of...
James.
And ask the question so that Gaetano can get him out, that my phones are being nuts.
He is facing going away with legal charges, and just seeing what we see happening. Our plan was, you know, marriage and kids in the next 2 to 4 years, and obviously if he goes away, this would stop it all, just kind of some insight on what's going on, because it kind of has our life upside down right at this second.
His name is James?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Well, the energies are telling me that it's best if you just let go. I know that it will break your heart and that you do not want to hear what I'm just telling you, but it's not like a let go forever. You know, if you want to go away, just let him go in. But at some point, I do see that he's coming back. I feel the month of April 2014 to be very important. I can see that it's a breaking of the relationship right now. But I mean, I feel strongly that he's coming back at some point. So I feel that he feels a little bit frustrated about something, and he does not even know how to communicate that with you. So just let him go, and you will see that once you've opened that opportunity, that once you've opened your arms, you know, to say okay, go, you know, you will see that there will be some kind of comeback.
I feel the energy there, and yes, and I agree very much with what you're saying. The guides are telling me this real strong with you, Ashley, that he's going to get through this situation. It's not going to be bad as you thought. It's going to end up coming out, like he's saying. Let him go. The energy's going to do this, and it will turn around and go into another experience to be able to get some of the work handled for you, and that is to be able to experience all of it. And so you and his dreams and goals are still going to continue on. I do feel there's going to be some other leniency, and I know the angels are going to be working with this to be able to get some of this cleared out for him. It looks like there were some serious charges there. They're looking at him, but I also see that you guys are going to work together. When I'm working with legal, I will do a lot of saint work. I'm not Catholic by Baptist, but I do believe in the saints. And I do prayers for him. I love the Saint Michael as you know, the guardian and guide that's working so much with Gaetano here. You can feel that blue energy. If you look, you can do a Saint Michael's prayer. I've had people tease me. They're like, where do you get these prayers? Type it in your computer. Get a Saint Michael's prayer. He doesn't only do real protection, but that's why you were guided to call in today. You and Gaetano share that same energy. Do you feel how you feel resonation? You called in. This is twice today, and I'm glad you did, but the guides are telling you that. They're telling you get a hold of St. Michael, do some prayers. Michael works a lot of times also in not only protection, but also I've had friends tease me about the fact that I use it a lot with police officers that I worked with. I used to do a lot of work for advocacy for years, and Michael is the one that usually you do the prayers to. It makes things come out, and I feel like that what's happened to James is not justice. They're showing me that he's got some charges on him that are going to be pressed, and it's also unreasonable. They're trying to put some extra time and amount on him. You're in a state there that's going to try to do that legally, so you definitely do the prayers. I know a lot of people will do and I do Saint Martin, not Martin. Martin's the one for business, but Martin, and he's a darker complected saint. He looks almost African American. Very positive individual. Works with animals and individuals. The reason I do that prayer, and when I'm doing the angel work with it, is the guides and the angels will work with you. They, just like we've been talking all day. I have a very good success rate with my American Federation, with my accuracy in all my years, because what I do is I sit down and I work with the individuals of doing it. I had a lady ask me yesterday, why do you want me to pray to St. Anthony to sell my house? I go, I don't want you to pray to St. Anthony. I want you to pray to the angels, and Anthony's another way. One of the angels we were talking about earlier, and it's Camille, I think. It's Camille. I'm saying the wrong name. See, my name day to day. Camille, it works higher with godly energy. Would you think, Gaetano, that maybe she should do some of that work? She should basically
Of course. Of course, yes. You should call upon Archangel Samuel and ask for his advice. But just as I said, the angels and the archangels want for people to kind of, speak out loud. So you just kind of pray or do some kind of meditation, but out loud. They want to hear your frequency. Archangel Samuel is very important for you at present, for the present situation.
Okay. And just Google those prayers?
Yep. Google them in. Say, like, Michael's Prayer, Archangel Michael's Prayer. One of the great places you can get it is Wally World, Walmart. You can get candles that have the prayers on them. I know a lot of individuals will tease me about it, but those prayers do work. And what I love about them is I had a friend here in Florida. She goes, why are you having me pray to this? You're not even Catholic. I'm not Catholicism, but I do believe that the words and the prayers are vitally important. Michael is not just Catholic prayer. It's St. Michael, and he's all of our saints. They have to share him.
Very
much. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't see this being what they're saying it's going to be with this whole four-year craziness?
No. Do you, Gaetano?
No, not at all.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Gaetano, it's that time of the day. We want to welcome you back. Definitely get with us. Maybe we can make this a regular thing. We'll see how we'll get the phones working.
Thank you. Thank you very much to have me on the show. I must go now. It's 10:30 here in the UK.
No problem. And it's time for us to call it a night. We usually go a little quicker. We'll get this together, get the phones, and thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye. We are continuing on here with everything together. We are still got 2 minutes left to go. Jethro's trying to get a little more psychic or gone wild. Have you got your vote in? Who do you want on Psychics Gone Wild? We are going to Canada and Australia. Those of you who know our show that we work with, we've got a neck and a neck contest with Casey Kelly and Andrew, both individuals. Which one will it be? We can only have one going with Psychic Jethro. So you guys have got to put in your vote. We also have a neck and neck contest with Angela and Amy. Whoa, that's a wild. You got this going intense. Amy usually ends with a landslide. Put your names in. This week, we are going to be going to Living in the Psychic Realm with Jethro tonight, Tuesday, 11 p.m. Don't you guys forget to call in, askoneradio.com. I'm going to be there for a half an hour, only me doing readings. What I love and what I want to thank is all of you. You've made it possible. A lot of you have asked me, where have I been? I've been getting ready for a fair. I've been working on the fact that I'm going to be at the American Federations in Los Angeles. I'm going to be in October in Nevada, Vegas, Nevada. I got to see some of the friends there. I'm going to be going to the Body, Mind, Spirit here in Tampa, Florida at the Sheraton, the 13th and 14th. Come by and see me. I will be giving a psychic empowerment lecture and bloopers. Don't ask the side that's passed if they're living. Working on some funny jokes, having some good times. Going to want to say hi to all you guys. You can see it on Facebook. We've made some beautiful little magical feng shui charms, and they are what I call my little birdhouses of love. I want you to see these charms. I've put them together with unicorn magic, any energy I can find. Put them into your house. Put them in. They've got real shells that were brought to us from Marcos Island here. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And we will be selling those there, me and Kay, of course. You guys want to say we will be selling them at the Body Mind Spirit Expo. It's going to rock. And it's like, it's been a while since I've done fairs, so I'm looking forward to it. I've been kind of sitting at home, and I've all got myself all thinned up, ready to go. And someone told me, they said, you don't have to. Casey Kelly told me, why would you be on a diet? It's not a diet. Just had to go down a little bit. I want to look good. I want to make sure you guys all know I'm going to be there, hyper ready to be wild. We are, and I say we, me and Dina Flanagan, will be in Los Angeles September 20th and 21st and 22nd. Get ready. We're going to be there at the American Federation first inaugural convention. It is going to be great. At the Garland Holiday Inn there in Hollywood, California. So those of you who you know in Los Angeles, they're right in Hollywood. Going to be a blast. I will be doing a psychic empowerment enriching class. We're going to do like we did in psychic boot camp. We're going to get intense. I want to see all six chakras working and everybody loving the fact that when you come out of there, you will be changed. This is the best of the best. So definitely, if you are in LA or California, get a hold of me. Let's get you there. I'm going to be staying at the hotel there so we can say hi. We'll be dancing Friday night when we start out. My favorite activity, rock and rolling and dancing. We're going to be rare. Come on, you guys. Don't forget to call in. I know a lot of you guys have missed me a little bit. I've missed you. Get on psychicsgonewild.com. Get a coffee. Get a reading. Let's get wild. Tomorrow, Wednesday night, we have Amy Kavanaugh and Andrew Roman. Take care.